Erase the recording.
Okay, we're halfway through Anyone Can Whistle at the Jerram Street Theatre. Now, Richard, are you in Group A or in Group 1?
I'm in Group 2.
What does that mean?
I've invented my own group to offer a commentary on the production.
That's probably a good idea because, you know, I must say I did get lost in the plot of the first half, and there are lots of plot, isn't there?
Yes, there is a lot of plot. The book has always been the downfall of this show, and it's been proven again tonight that the story is a mess, the music is beautiful, the story is a mess.
Yes, and the cast are pretty good, except, you know, they're very English, aren't they?
They're very English, and they're playing in an English accent, which leaves the characters with sort of an English mentality, which doesn't serve the story and could add to the confusion. The idea that the actors are in that sort of quasi-Brechtian sense, that they're on stage all the time, they also play the musicians. There was the Threepenny Opera, the Sweeney Todd in New York. It's sort of in vogue to do this. It actually works for this production, which takes the whole sense of potentially kind of Sondheim glamour out of it and restores, or intends to restore, the kind of earthiness to the production, but doesn't quite succeed because of the English accent.
Yes, it's a bit like Sondheim meets Brecht meets something down the road or something like that.
I think it's all right to have Sondheim meet Brecht. I think that's actually one of the better things about the production. It's just that the story is a mess.
Yes, and interestingly too, the number of people nodding off in the first half was quite intriguing, including someone I recognised. Obviously, it's a cure for insomnia.
Well, we were remarking before the show started that this seems to be sort of a package tour audience. This isn't quite their normal venue or their normal
crowd. Sondheim lookalikes as well.
That's right, Sondheim lookalikes of an age, perhaps not sure quite what they've gotten themselves into.
Yes, it's octogenarian night at Jerram Street Theatre. It potentially could be, but anyway.
Homage to the composer.
But you know, we're going to go back in, and that's not a siren. I think we've set off the alarm of an empty shop front next door. But you know, we'll keep going back in, won't we, Richard?
We will, absolutely.
Okay, over and out.